It's 80 degrees and partly cloudy. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Starting today, the central hub connecting different levels of the Nashville International Airport's lobby will be closed for an 18-month renovation. The project will double the number of escalators and increase the number, speed, and capacity of elevators. The airport says the work is essential to prepare its facilities for future growth. BNA says the new central core improvements are part of a plan that will allow it to serve up to 40 million annual passengers. For passengers, that means the pedestrian bridge between the parking garage and the terminal will be closed. So will some baggage claim machines closest to the construction. The airport authority says it will deploy workers and signage to help guide passengers where they need to go. Black bears are crossing paths with people more often in Tennessee, and climate change is often a hidden culprit. Bears' food sources can be disrupted during droughts or when invasive plants spread into their territory. That can lead bears to seek out human sources of food more often. Mason Eads from Ohio recently encountered bears multiple times while vacationing at a cabin in Gatlinburg.
Our second day here, we had four bears get into the cabin. They popped the lock on the sliding door.
WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports on the evolving efforts in East Tennessee to promote peaceful coexistence with bears. You can hear the full story at WPLN.org. About 4,000 Tennesseans have lost their jobs to layoffs so far this year. That's based on disclosures filed with the Department of Labor. Federal law requires employers to notify the state if at least 50 people are being laid off. The total so far is pretty typical. It was around 4,000 for the first half of 2025 and 2024 as well. Hundreds of this year's layoffs have been in the automotive industry. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.